Subject I'm going to discuss today is Yom Kippur and the Ikka Menageya, the ovens that are special made for Yontif, that some people change their setting. Many people, they want to change the setting on Yontif, say from 250 to 300, I think goes in increments of 25. You know, it's change the setting on Yontif. Are you allowed to do that or not? The Star K has for a number of years have ovens with a special hechsher that you're allowed to, that you're allowed to change the setting. And other people that disagree with it, this whole thing of changing the setting on Yontif. We discussed today the Mekayis, why the people hold Muta, why it's also, and then we'll talk what the other person talk about. The Mishnah says in the Sefer Shabbos, Kufchof from Ralph, the Mishnah says, Epshimim Menanis Oimer, Parsim Arsh, Gedi Al Gabi Sevite, Amigdo, Shachos Parsim Ar, let's say the fire breaks out, you're allowed to cover, you're allowed to spread out the earth. Ur of Gedir and Tabasay Migdal, Shachazorim, that the fire caught to this box, and then Shul Mecharech, Raisa Mechitza, Kol Kalem, and you're also allowed to play Mechitza with all types of Kalem, and Mayim, and Kondos Mechitza Kali is Mole Arekon, Tabas Leka, that the fire should not pass by. In other words, if the fire comes, the barrel should block the fire. And it shouldn't come, and if it breaks the barrel, so the water will come out and put out the flame. If Yaisi Aimer, Aisa, the Chicheres, Chadosh, and Lay Mayim, Kishayin Yichayim, and Kabbos Ar, and the Spark of Mechamza Leka. If Yaisi is in Alaka, because if the barrels will break, they'll put out the flame. So you're causing flame to go out on Shabbos, therefore it's Aisa. The Gemara says, in Kufchal from the days, what's the machlokes of Shimon Nanis and Rabbi Yosi? So the Gemara says the machlokes is that Shimon Nanis holds the Gram Kibbur is mutter. The cause of flame to go out only through Grama is mutter, and Rabbi Yosi holds Gram Kibbur is asa. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. That's the reason machlokes in the Mishnah. The Mechaba and Shin Lamadalat Sivcha Beis says like this: Teves Shachas Bais Ar Yachalifus Arsha Gudi Mitzida Acha. You're allowed to, if a teva caught on fire, you're allowed to put an Ar Gudi on the other side. Shaloi Tisar. So block the should stop a block of flame, because Ar is made from leather, and leather doesn't catch fire. It gets singed maybe, and that's it. And then also Mechavah says, Raisim Mechitzim Chol HaKelem, you're allowed to make a Mechitzim all Kelem, Hasik Ben Adleika. Ha'filat Licheres Kadoshim, Melei Mayim, Shevadi Yisbakish Gil Adleika, and you're allowed to put in Licheres, new ones, they're full of water, so you know for sure when the fire comes in, it's gonna break the Licheres and the water is going to put out the fire, it's okay. Even though you now put out a fire, but Gram Kibbur, the Gram Kibbur Mutter. That's what Mechaber says. And Ramor Zan, the Mokum Seder. The Gram Kibbur is Mutter, the Mokum Seder. So we see the Mechaber Paskins, and Ramor doesn't argue on that. Mechaber Paskins, that Gram Kibbur is Mutter, like Rav Shimon ben Anas. Interesting is Bialocha says in, He says in Divrei Maskil, he says she'ein b'hem koyach l'kavo ar b'nei chadoshim heim. Mashmo afilu mechavo zeh. If your purpose is you put the barrels there, the purpose to put out the flame, gam kim shori, kim de'ein el agroma. Emuch hasham daf rokok, maskil groma shor, v'ksil v'sasil, kamoch asiyah osa, groma shor, dum nasiyah shmini megroma. So vice is from the Gemara, if you're mechavin to put out the flame, the din is, it is mutter, because Gram Kibbur is mutter on Shabbos. The Chaim Leizer, Nachiezer, in Chere Gimel Simen Samach Samach, he brings on Yeshus Yankov, that says that Gram Kibbur is mutter only if you're not mechavim for Kibbur. But in Kabbur for Kibbur, then you're chayim al Kibbur. So welcome a Shabbos, even by the Gromah. That's what Chaim Leizer says. The whole discussion this year is shalak kev chai moizer. It's like the bi'alach. The chav of the kibbutz, if you want to put out a flame, or later on talk about putting on electricity, or changing the numbers and so on, it's shalak kev chai moizer. So all she is based on the bi'alach. Secondly, the bi'alach says even further, not a big kiddush. The halacha says the gam kibi muta, ragach the kibay from lashi gufa. It's only gam kibi which is only lashi gufa zasi rabbanan. A few common halachas that didn't came even by any halacha and yantar grammar is okay. That's the chiddush of the halacha, and there's kama dvarim about it, but we're not going to go into it right now. And Ramah says if it's a moyer zan, gam kibi is muta only the makan seder. If Shlomo Achim Seder on Shabbos it's also. Ramah in Tav Kuf Yudalad Ruchayus says himself. Ramah says he's talking in Tav Kuf Yudalad Siv Gimel. He's talking about Neresh or Shaiva. So he says the Umutul Hamin Neva Mokra Shavu Shayv. You're allowed to put a candle or maybe 79 Neresh or Shaiva, a regular candle with oil. You're allowed to put a place where a wind will blow. There's Yichba. That should blow out the candle. If the wind is there already, you're not allowed to. That's Mamash directly. You put it right where the wind's going to come. It's not a gram, you're putting it out. However, if you do it to a gram, so the Mishbuah speaks out on Sifkan Chafei, but some Shiachal of Mishbuah Shiavai. Not the wind is here now, the wind is going to come later. The time ahead of Mishbuah of Gram Kiboy Be'Amen. It's all in Gram Kiboy, and therefore it's Mutter and Yantar. Yes, my friend, Mr. Achmir, Mr. Chorega, Rega, Rum, now. All right, that's something else ready. Anyway, so the Mechabas, the Ramah seems to hold that Gram Kiboy is Mutter. And the Chayyim cites himself, who just said, here in Shlichus Shabbos, he says, Gram Kiboy is Mutter on Malkum Seder, Ramah adds on. And over there, and in Hilchos Yantav, he says that the Ramah says that it's muti even shalai makom seder. This kasha is the Mogavon. Mogavon over there in Hilchos Yantav, Tav Kuf Yudalad and Sifkan Yud, he says, how could Ramah say this? It's time to allow to blow out the candle. The Chaya Gram Kibur is muta. Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, Gram Kibur is muta only the makom seder. The shalai the makom seder is also. So he argues on Ramah and he says to Yantav, it's only Mutter, only Makom Seder, Gram Kiboy. Of the Shlomo Makom Seder, it's Asa and Yantav also. That's what the Magaram holds in Simit Tav Kuf Yudalad. However, the Shad Zion in Tav Kuf Yudalad, Sifkan Ma'am says, O Mashahitcha Magaram, Alzem is Steve Bates, Kamazi Mashkatsi Gresh, Mashkatsi Gran Kibbe Amokh Seder, Mashkatsi Gran Kibbe Amokh Seder, Mashkatsi Gran Kibbe Amokh Seder. The Ramah is asking, the Chaya, Shalai Makom Seder is also, like it says, in Shalai Makom Seder is Bagor. The end is Isa Gor, Enlai Makor. This Ramah in Hikha Shabbos, we quoted before, that says, Oy Makom Seder, there's no Makor for it. Mashkatsi Tas, Shalai Sifkan Rav, the Sim is there. There's no one who holds like that. The time of Rome asked by Sifkan Zion, because the Russian Israel is Shita Zoo. So the I am the Mama, because the Eshe Biyanta, the Kulam is Shari Gran Kiva, the Chatzkila. Maybe Gran Kiva is Muta, Anyanta, so therefore since Anyanta will make all. So Mela Anyanta, Gran Kiva is Muta Chatzkila, even Shaloi Mokum Seder. The chain of Da'as Ali Rabba, the Matze Yehuda, the chain is Gran Mayim Otzal, the Hoka Kapon Yehuda. So the Shatzin says to the Chilas in Shabbos Yehuda. Shabbos, we're Machna on Da'as Ali Mokum Seder. But on Yehuda, even Shaloi Mokum Seder, you're allowed to put out the flame. That's what the Shatzin is Mechadish. The Orach HaShulchan, in Tov Kuri Al Sikun Al, says the reason to Mechalik. Between Shabbos and Yantav. What's the reason? So he quotes the Gemara in the Ramas, and he says, the Shabbos we ask the Gram Kiva Shmokam Seder, because since we're making a Chaka, you should come to Easter curse. So if we make a Dafka Mokam Seder, But by Isra Yantav, it's only Isra Lav, like the Mishnah says in Megillah. It's not, if you do Aga on Yonah, well, Melachos on Yantav, it's only Isra Lav, not Isra curse. So Melan, it's a lab, they didn't make such a chokos. So Melan, Gram Kiboy is Mutter, even Shaloi Makom Seder.
is the basic question about in general about Ram Kivuy because it's the Rabbanim, is that why it is? Special by Kivuy.
No, I just mentioned before the halacha of Ram is the halacha shown in Shimon ben Aleph. He says, I quote again, "Lav dafki kibbutz dam lochshin tzivupa that fill the chol halacha that din ken." That's what the halacha says.
General rule,
gabi all lama test halachas according to the halacha. That itself is a shmuz by itself, but we're not going to that today. But Rabbi Leica for sure, it's Ram kibbutz since the lochshin tzivupa there for tzmuta. Okay. So according to this, in the Yishun, there's Ma'asif Tirani Yishun in the 20th volume, which just came out not long ago. There's a tshuva from Moshe Heinemann that people question on his gas stoves, electric stoves, that on the special mode on Yontif, you're allowed to change it on Yontif from one setting to another setting. So he lies, they said, according to this, Shabzion, according to this Mishnah Berurah, Zechir to Shabzion Yontif, Shabbos is only Mutter Makom Seder. But Yontif is Mutter Shloim Makom Seder. They said, you're allowed to change, you're allowed to press a button, and it causes, 30 seconds or 20 seconds, it causes that it could change, it's only a gram. So in Meila, you're allowed to do it on Yontif Lechatchil. But Shabbos is allowed to because only Mutter Makom Seder. By Yontif, you could use, activate, they press a button, and 20 seconds, and now it goes on, it's only grams, not immediately, and therefore, it's okay, and that's his heta of changing the temperatures on Yontif.
How about why can't you then have a woman's cycle on and off, like
going to be the same thing, we'll get to that soon. All right, so now we'll talk about this one, the discussion, she's going to be on this side. First of the three hours you can ask on this psak. First of all, according to Moshe, his whole psak is called on Alka Moshe. Moshe, in a number of tshuvas, in our Chaim Chayadalis, we're going to talk about electric clocks, all about electricity on Yontif, about changing clocks and so on. So Moshe writes in a tshuva in our Chaim Chayadalis, Simon Sadagalov, Oisei. He says to move a time clock on Shabbos. On Shabbos, let's say he said it before Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself, you want to change. Let's say his tate is taking too long. He said to go off 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's still in the middle of Seder. So you want to don't sit in the dark. So you want to move it so it should go off later. So to move the thing, to change the time, but let's say it's not on yet, to mekarev this man, to make it go on earlier. It is Asa. It doesn't make difference to go on and off. It is Asa to do it on Shabbos. It's because like you turn on electricity right away. No difference if I move the time clock now, sometime an hour from now, it's like I did it right now turning on the clock. You have Issa. On Shabbos, you're chayiv because you're turning on a light, according to Mr. Issa, right. And even on Yontif, he says, the Shabbos Asa, like your Mavid is Issa Nailat. Same thing, he speaks out again in another tshuva, in your day, Chedigim of Simeon Zayin is valid. He says, by Shabbos is a mlocha deraisa, that to move the time clock on Shabbos, to go on earlier, anything, to make it go on, your other is the deraisa on Shabbos. What? Nothing's finished. So, Matrim of Purish, now Shabbos and Yontif doesn't make difference to turning on to go off, it's Asa. There's no heck of ground, there's no such thing as ground according to him. And he holds Mamash is a mice to be a dime. I spoke to someone at the show, and he told me that the reaction of the same thing. To move a time clock on Shabbos, and he disagreed with Moshe on something else. But again, this, he holds a mice to be a dime, you're not allowed to move it until you said it before Shabbos and Yontif, you must leave it that way. You cannot move it on Shabbos and Yontif. So first of all, this whole sack from Shlomo Zalman, from Rabbi Heinemann, is connected to Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv. That's A, one thing. The second thing, also is not Poshet. That's at the Mishibur, the Shatzin, the Mishibur with Poshet, Shatzin says, Gram Kibur, there's a Chir to Shabbos and Yontif. We mentioned from the Mishibur and Achshon, the Chir to Shabbos and Yontif. Now Shabbos, Gram Kibur is only Mutter, Malkam Seder. And on Yontif is Mutter Shaloi Malkam Seder. It's not so perfect. And many Achreinim hold that on Yontif also, Gram Kibur is only Mutter, Malkam Seder. Mogavon we mentioned before. It's not only Mogavon, Shechon Rechavad, and Sif Kontes, And the Kuntas Av and Sifkon Gimel, he says, Klar, that Yantav, Ground Keep is Mutter, only Mokum Seder. Only Mokum Seder. And Chayodam, and Klaus Tzadikei, I say, it says clearly, Ground Keep, and Yantav, Mokum Seder. So then he speaks out of Kitta Shuvanah, and Tzadikes, Oiz Chafei, he says, Klar, that it's the Mutter, only Mokum Seder. That Shlomo Zalman, in Mechashleimah, shall choose Mechashleimah, Chedekal, the end of a Simon test, he says like this, I'm quoting his Lashon. To the Chai Gavna, Shederech Amlocha Bekach, Shegilun Asoysa De Grama, it's something that someone's made, to do it like De Grama, that Grama, the thing is Eiskishtel, to do always like De Grama, Haveza Choshev Kemaitse B'Yidayim, like the Grama. Not to the Grama, if the Kali is Eiskishtel in such a way that you can always do a Grama, then it's still like a mice to be a dying, and it's also like a grammar. Kamai Shemavur, the Baba Kama, the Sam Chamalav, Shani Shabbos, and Lech Moshev Asutaya. So he says clearly, anything that's Eich Shel to do either grammar, it's also to do, it's also Minatari, he says. And saying this piece on Sevish with Yitzchak. And these halachas on grammar, they're all kundis on grammar. So Chedek Vav, Peretz Tes Vav, he says clearly, he brings down from Shmuel Oba, from Zalman's son, he calls Shavuot that his father to ask the Eil to test all these kelim that you do a, you have a grammar, cause I did grammar, and afterwards something happens, it's also. So Mela, that's what brings down. And he says even further, brings down, Mishkos Yitzchak brings down, he quotes from a Boyachiv, there's something that's made kvis ad de grama. For instance, these gramophones. These gramophones, the doctors used it, they came out in the Mechayna, they came out these gramophones, that's what the doctors, instead of picking up a phone, so sometimes you have a mlocha deraisa, what you do is you pick it up, it doesn't connect to over 30 seconds. So they call it, it's called a gramophone. And they sell it, and as you sell it, a lot of doctors use it. So we actually came out strongly against it. That's also to use it. Sai Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's no Hetter. And he says even more. He says even a Chiddush from Boyashev. He says, even if you have to use a telephone, Pekuch Nefesh, you have to use a telephone, it's better to use a regular telephone than to use the gramophone. Why? He says because people think that you're allowed to be able to use a gramophone. So Shadavki should use a regular telephone, though the Chayit's more of an Issa, could be. But you know, it's like a mice to be a dime. And it's also to use it, to use this gramophone, the Shayit Daki, Mokkuch Nefesh, you better use a regular telephone than these type of phones. Also, they made these, the Mechon Lev made also another type of thing for people who are never, they can't walk. They have like these, a cart. You sit in the cart, you press a button, it's electric, it runs electric, and you press on it, on a cart, and you press it, then you can be able to go to shul, and so on. So he says, so Liashiv, he brings quotes from Liashiv that he holds it's also. So you see from this place in the hold that even grammar, even a grammar, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's also.
So to be made on second day Yom Tov.
Also not. Also not.
But how about
the Mu'ar? First, I saw it on second day Yom Tov. But even in America, it'll be also.
How about the Mu'ar?
We'll get to Lankas. We'll get to Lankas.
On the Shabbos class, to make a difference with the old timers, when you put like a new tripper in.
We'll get to that soon. We'll get to that soon. Okay. Anyway, so you see Klar, that Shlomo Zalman in Mechesh Maimah, and also Shlomo called his father, and he's sending Shlomo calling Rabbi Yashiv, that anything I did, Grama, is Asa, and Shabbos, and Yom Tov. So according to that, one second, so according to that, same thing with these electric stoves, that you have these, that the Star K has, that you press the button, and it causes it in 20 seconds, 30 seconds, it starts, it changes the temperature, either up or high or lower, the Chodesh will be also. Further, there's a Chuvan Achiezer. Achiezer, Chedekim, Simon Sama. He says like this, that anything that's made by Eif and Grama, that's Otsim Minatoya. That's Mech Mosheva Otsitoya. What do you do with our Gemara? We started the Gemara about ground kibbutz. The Gemara Shabbos Kukov, we brought down the Machlokes of Yosef Shimon Anas, ground kibbutz Mutar Asa. It's Mutar Asa, and we passed, and the we mentioned we passed here ground kibbutz Mutar. Makom Seif, Shlomach says the Shaila, but it's Mutar ground kibbutz. So Chaim Moshe on Sof. I hold Gram is Asa on Shabbos and Yantav. So Chaya, what do I do with that Gemara? Yes, on himself. He says that thing was said in Shabbos Kukov. Now keep his mutter that stop talking the derech hakloy, like a fire. How often a fire comes in a house? You pray, and it should never happen, but it happens. Does that end up open? But the serve the keli that should constantly be that should be tamed. There should be at the grama. That's mamish matzah sheva sotera and sasta.
Yuchid the grama.
Yeah, and he says also. The same that Chayyosef says again in Chayyosef Dalad and Siman Zayin, he talks about milking cows in their soul. Let us the Chazanish. So he has over there milking cows, so they have special time clocks that they wanted to set up in their soul. Special time clocks to put the cows there before Shabbos. They stay there all Shabbos, and it comes a certain hour. Every few hours, the time clock goes on. They'll milk the cows. They have the milk. They don't have to throw out the milk. So the Chazanish came out of Sasa. And all the summer Abana came out, Smut the Chazanish Asa, and Chaim Moshe supported the Chazanish that this calls Grama. You threw it upon a time clock, it's Grama. So Grama, on a steady basis, there's no hector whatsoever.
These
ovens
always work that way?
What?
These
ovens
always work that way?
You push
the button,
yes, in
20
seconds, you do it.
Always.
Always.
Why by light then is it good?
We're getting to light soon, I told you. Wait,
now,
patient.
Opening up a regular oven, not a shot, I'm on your team. Where I open the oven and
then cause
it to go on
eventually. Yeah. That's no problem.
Why not?
Because it's not a time clock. It's something that happens after a while. The first time frame is that. It's not a time clock. It's something you set to go on a simple thing. You change the clock. It's something that's kavua to change. It's made special to change. It happens. Sometimes it'll go on. One time it won't go on. Sometimes it'll go on. 30 seconds, sometimes 5 minutes. It's not the time.
Right.
Same thing in the refrigerator. Right. Same thing in the refrigerator. You can milk it, but not for the fourth. They want to stay the milk. You can milk it, but let it go on the floor and lose it. They want to stay the milk because it costs too much money.
That's only a milk, right? It's not a chop.
What?
Oh, it's refrigerated.
No, it's refrigerated with make them on Shabbos.
What?
That's something else. That's a schmooze by itself. Okay. Let's not get carried away. We're talking right now, so we see from all this that common place can the Agra and the Bialacha and the Mishnebura and the whole even Grand Kiva is us and Yantav Shalai Makam Sega. We mentioned Shulchan Acharav, we mentioned the Chayadam, the Kitishmanah, common place can and the Mogavam, they all argue on the Mishnah. So that's the son of Mishnebura commands the Das Yochid. That's another thing. So far we have two complaints against these special stocky ovens. The third one's even more. There's a machlekes, are you allowed to move a time clock on Yontif? On Shabbos and Yontif. Use the time clock on Shabbos and Yontif. Now let's say if you set, we'll go through the stages here. Let's say if you set the time clock before Shabbos, can you let it go out on can you set up a time clock before Shabbos to let it go on? Let's say it's lights off. You want to set it to go on tomorrow morning, expecting you're in the kitchen, in the dining room, it lights off. You want it to go on 12 o'clock noon time. Now you have to set the time clock. Or you want to set it to go on a Friday night, you're allowed to set it before Shabbos.
Go on.
So if, what? You're allowed to go on Shabbos. It's a Shiloh person. Most places can I make them. What's a Shiloh? There's a Chumim Ramshik. Ramshik is in a Chayim Sim Kufnan Zion. When time clocks came out in his time, they asked him a Shaila, are you allowed to set the time clock to go on the set on before Shabbos? So he said, you're allowed to, since it's made, it happens in Mela, on Shabbos, you're not doing any Mice on Shabbos, it happens only in Mela, and it's Mutter. But he says, on Shabbos itself, to do anything, that you're allowed to Grandma Glocker, and it's also Darbona. So Ramshik came as the first one to go to Chuba. That he held that he allowed to use a set of time clock before Shabbos to go on Shabbos. The same thing, and he ends off that this heter that he allowed to use time clock that he spoke it over with the Baal Shul Meshev, the Rav from Lvov, and he also was masking to me in the Shul Meshev himself has a tshuva to the Ramshik and Madur Tinyana Chel Galsim Hey. They hold like the Ramchik, you're allowed to set it on Erev Shabbos to go on Shabbos. And Shabbos itself is a super of his grum or not. And Emerson, the same thing, Masha Mishabura, even though it says in Reish Mem Aleph, Shimam Dalf, it said Gram Kibur is Mutar Rokim Seder. However, there's another Mishabura in end of Reish Samachay. Mishabura says, here he talks about Gram Kibur also. He says, he's talking about to put a keli under the Kachin Tzaitis. So he talks about you're allowed to put water into a glass. So let's say a lot of people, they do it. Some people do it for Hanukkah. Yeshiva, they do it for Hanukkah. They have some oil on top and have water in the bottom. So when it comes to the water and it burns out all the oil, then it goes out. So can you do that on Shabbos or not? So he says, Ramah says, the film is come to keep us sure, the hafesh in a mind man, and the hafesh Hashem, the hafesh Hashem, the hafesh Hashem. So the halacha is, after the sin of Shilam Adalet, even though the Chayin Shilam Adalet says, Kana the Gram Kibur is after Mutter Mokum Seder, even though Gram Kibur is Mutter Mokum Seder, it's only Mokum Seder. Here's how he's talking, it's not Mokum Seder. So he says, that's the Shabbos Atzma. Like Gazinim, the Chaygam, the Erev Shabbos, not the Shabbos. Here he's doing Erev Shabbos. Here he's putting the oil with the water on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, even Shiloh Mokum Seder is Mutter. But Erev Shabbos, even Shalom Makom Seder Mutter. That just says the Ramah says Makom Seder talking on Shabbos. Gram Kibur on Shabbos itself. We're talking about the fire over there. The fire caught some. The table caught on fire. You don't want the table to burn or burn down the whole house. You put a barrel of water there. So when the fire gets to the barrel, the water will come out of the barrel and put out the flame. So that's talking on Shabbos itself. So therefore, it's only Mutter Makom Seder. But if it's on Erev Shabbos, even Shalom Makom Seder is okay. So you see, quote from the B'alah. Vice states even like on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, we want goes there after Shabbos, and that's okay. Same thing this speaks out the Chazanish and Lamed Ches and the Archaim Lamed Ches Sifkot Beis Tineko, and same thing speaks out the Abiyama and Vad Yosef and Shuvas and Chelgimo Archaim Simon Yizayin also Tineko to 7 o'clock from Erev Shabbos. That's the Shittas of most Pesukim. There's a Shuvah Machta Chaim. From Chaim Seifer, one day I go from Ungarn, he had a tshuva, and Archaim Chagimel Simcha Beis, he says, you're only allowed to set a time clock, he says, a chidush gadol, and everyone argues on him, but this is what he says, that you're allowed to set the time clock on Shabbos only if it starts, only if the light starts on beyond before Shabbos. And since Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, has to be started going, you set it, let's say, 12 o'clock noon, you don't have time later on. So 12 o'clock noon, the Erev Shabbos, you set time clock, it's gone 6 o'clock night before Shabbos. Then it's okay. But if you have an Erev Shabbos, you should go on Shabbos, it's Issim and Atea, called Yigobas Askos Malacha. That's what he knows.
You put on Erev Shabbos, what's the big deal?
This time he says, but to do it, but the Kiddush is what they've called on Shabbos. Then he holds us all to the right, the Ivy is to the right.
Don't bother me.
I'll be doing the light upstairs.
Huh?
The light upstairs.
We go about the right question. Okay? Now, the Moshe Nechuva in our Chaim Chayla Dalmat. Moshe Nechuva in Chayla Dalmat Simasan says, the Chlal, he holds, he now holds his time class Bechal. Not Shabbos and not Yontif. He holds, because if you start doing that, people will make the whole house put on electricity. The whole house will be on electricity. It'll be all chachal. And he writes like this: Ein lecha zilzul gadol mizeh. He writes, Ein lecha zilzul Shabbos gadol mizeh. That's his lashon. He says it's borah. It's borah that if it was, I heard this person from this many years ago before Shiva came out. He says it's borrowed by him that if it would have been the time of Tanayim Amarayim, just like they asked on Mirlakim, they would ask to using time clocks. What's the difference? It's probably more reliable than a guy, the time clock. So if it's just like they asked it on Mirlakim, they would ask it also using time clocks.
But we don't make our own Easter, our Moshe says we don't.
One second, let me finish. And he says, if it would be time of Chazal, they would ask it on Mirlakim. He says, Gam, this is his Russian. Gam ulai hu bechlal isa milakum. He writes in the tshuva. It could be it's nichlal milakum. It's not done to bishul. You can ask me kasha from bishul. I put the potato, the chos up before Shabbos and to cook on Shabbos. Because over there the mitzvah bishul starts before Shabbos. Over here, the clock will only go on Shabbos. That's Asa, and just like a Milaka with us, is Asa. 1 second, let me finish. Let me finish. And he says another time why it's Asa. Another time why it's Asa. Because it's loose to the Shabbos. It's a zuz on Shabbos. And therefore, not on this. And he ends off, that you should not, instead, you should not use it. He says, for chashmal, for electricity, for lights. You know, regular lights like here in a shul, not in a home. Not in a shul. Shul is better, more hectic for a rabbi. But even in a house, he says, if you use it for electricity, for lights in the house, then you can't answer. That's the Russian news. You can't answer. Why? Because you find that we make our lights on Shabbos. I mean, Yalaka will make for lights at Tzarkado. We make our lights. But other, so, and also those lose in Shabbos. But you cannot be hesitant to use it on a crack pot, to use it on all electrical appliances. You're not allowed to use it to usher. You're not allowed to. And you should ask it. And it says the same thing again in Yigasmasha, over there in Simenam, Cheldal, Simenam, or his base. I happened, it's an interesting story, I happened to visit the Yankov Kamnetsky, this trigger, before I came out in Yigasmasha, I happened to visit the Yankov Toshulamates. I went to see Rabbi Yaakov Kamnetsky. And that time it came out, the first tshuva, before it was printed in the, it was printed in Amatayah, in Tafshin Lamates. And I happened to walk into the house, and he just finished that tshuva of Ramashka. This tshuva was disgusting. He happened just at that time, I walked in. He just finished that tshuva. He tells me like this, Icha'al mo ga'asit music time clocks on Shabbos. But I never could be mad at it. Oh, and now I saw tshuva, this is what I meant. This is what Bianca told me. So he also told me, walked in that minute when he just finished that piece in Amatera. He says, this is what I meant. Oh, and I always tell people not to use time cuts only in the tone, but I could not be moderate. I could not define clearly why it's Asa. This is what I meant. Yeah, you have to say yes, that's the Shuva. That's what she said.
It comes out, it's nothing to do with
people. Right, yeah, it's even worse. Right. So I'm telling you, it's a contra Moshe. The cloud, the whole smooth, you can't even use it. However, what? So there's no problem. It's just like the refrigerator and the stove and stove, like you mentioned before.
What if the thermostat has a program that you said?
Huh?
You have a program on the thermostat that should be colder at night or hotter at night.
Is it comes at a certain degree or it comes at a certain time in the night?
Both. Yeah.
According to him, it's doing at a time. If it's a certain time, you've got a problem. But if it just comes at night, there's no problem. Right, yeah, right. No, it's better. It's a little better. If it goes on a thermostat, it's not a steady time. Whenever it gets to the degree, it goes. Whenever it gets to the degree, it's different than a instead of a certain time. Right. However, most pipe gym. What? The digital count, they go with times? The new ones go with time or both at the degree?
Both.
I tell you, so the God at the time might be a problem, Contra Moshe.
Not so partial.
Anyway, so 1 second. So that right now we're discussing about if you said it before Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? What? Sarah Rabin, there's a heter, yes.
The Rav said that it goes on Shabbos. Most of the time you have it on Shabbos, you want to go walk and then go on.
So that was soon we discussed it.
Okay.
So right now we're discussing about setting it before Shabbos and Yom Tov. So imagine, huh?
How many kids are
serving up? So y'all talking, you don't want to pay the bill. They don't pay the bill, you pay the bill.
Why is it owned by one person, it's about us?
No. It's always Kiddush Girls. So it comes out before Shabbos, you mentioned three shittas. Most places can hold you out and set it before Shabbos. It said before Shabbos. You don't do anything on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You said before, most places can make it. Machtachayim holds if it's in Achimina, that goes on before Shabbos and on Shabbos. And Kodesh Moshe, in all cases, it is also. Not because of Gram, because it's not the Holy Spirit, it says, like a Milakam, and that's it. All right. However, what's the price of Mameko? And the Yashu said, Lachem, what's the price of Mameko? What about on Shabbos itself? It's already lit before Shabbos. If you want to change the setting on Shabbos itself, so it should go on later. We're not talking about the digital. We're talking about the ones, you know, the ones that are connected to the trippers and so on. So, according to Moshe, as the questions, can I make it go on earlier or later and so on? According to Moshe, we just got to saying, the Chayim don't do anything. However, the other question that hold differently. In the Shabbos Kochos and Perik Gimel, Sif Kot and Sadi being down from Shlomo Zalman, that you're allowed to, if it's on already, you're allowed to be ma'akit, to go off later. So the clock can go on. And after, and ma'akit are going out. And Dicky Kibbutz isn't going on anyway. Clock will go out 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. So you're allowed to be ma'akit, there's no problem. But to makdim it, you're not allowed to, because it's ground kibbutz. And he also is machme, not like the mishkibbutz. Those ground kibbutz are going to makom tzeder. But he says the makom chayla shein by sakana or tzach mitzvah. You're allowed to makdim it, and you're allowed to makdim on Shabbos also, because that's been like a mora, that's been like a makom tzeder. So of course, because our mohos, on Shabbos, makom tzeder is okay. So someone's a chayishim a sakana tzach mitzvah, and then like makom tzeder, and therefore that's therefore you're allowed to be makom, you're allowed to move it. How about if it didn't go on yet? To ma'achad adlaka is okay, but to the mechaber should go on earlier. You can be maker only to tzayach chayla, tzayach chayla, shem a sakana or tzach mitzvah, and same reason. Because ground keeper is Muslim Malkum Seder. That's the Gaya.
We started wrong.
But that's the gay Shabbos. The gay Yontif. The gay Yontif. In the Shmir Shabbos of Chosrei, quotes of Shlomo Zalman that it's Mutter before it's on, also to be Makdimit. Since Yontif is only Rabbanan, this Avor is only Rabbanan, so Adi Grama is Mutter. So Chayy, you see from all these dealing by time class, the Chayy is a Shtaka Kasher. The Chayy, you see all the halachas of time class, he's saying, Shlomo Zalman is saying that Gram Kibbu is Mutter on Shabbos and Yontif. The Chayy states the way I mentioned before from Mikhash Shlema. Mikhash Shlema said that all Gramas are Asa. And I quote Shmuel Orbach saying that you use a gramophone and all these things are Asa. So Chayy, how come he's Mako by time clocks to move it back and forth? You mentioned cases that the Shlomo Zalman holds, they're allowed to move a time clock on Shabbos and Yontif to make it early, to go on early, but a grammar is matter. I forgot to say before that the Shlomo Zalman holds that all ground is also. That's one kasha. Another kasha, the Shmir Shabbos Kachosah brings down in Ois Kuv Gimel, in Perek Gimel, Ois Kuv Gimel, he brings down another psak from Shlomo Zalman. That let's say a plug comes out. A plug fell out from its socket on Shabbos. So he says, Mutter Litzav Gadol, you're allowed to put it back, the plug into the socket.
It's off.
Wait, we're talking a case which only can go on later. It's not the socket, the light can go on yet. And it's talking a place where you're not expecting electricity. Some of the electricity is there, just the timer's not working. You're allowed to put a tanya back in the Tzarev Gadol. You're allowed to put it on Shabbos. Why? Because it's only a grant. It's only a grant kibay. So Tzarev Gadol, Mokum Seid is okay. So again, you see he's making again from a grant. He's making a grant. And we got to saying, you can't use gramophones, you can't use these wagons, you know, these carts, wheelchairs, grammar. All these type of grams he holds his also. And Chaim Meisel, they all have the Zotzer, but Mishlom Zaman, the Chur is very shver. This kasher bothered me at least a week. I wish I had a shiur different time already. But bothered me a week. So I called the Eretz Yisrael. I came up with a shtickel hetter, with a shtickel teretz. I called the Eretz Yisrael, and I had someone speak to the Talmidim of Mishlom Zaman. In fact, one of them, I think it's a Shmuel Brag or somebody Prague or somebody's name like that, he learned from Shlomo Zalman. He went through for 2 years with Shlomo Zalman, the Shmishas Mehosa from cover to cover, 2 years before Shlomo's Nifta. In fact, the third volume, the Luyam, the third volume of Shmichalazi, he's Mechab together with Shlomo Zalman. All the Hagoyes, no changes in the regular Shmishalazi, the two volumes of Shmichalazi. So I had someone speak to him and speak to someone else who was safe on grammar. Lachaya, what's going on over here? Lachaya is a steer and Shlomo Zalman. So there's the only text that I can feel in the agree to the parents. There's enough kamina if what the machshir is made for. Just have to say child and Shlomo Zalman. Lachaya is the ultimate steer. But it could be a child like this. That depends what the machshir is made for. If the machshir is made, the ikka, for Shabbos, Moshe, grab a telephone. Telephone is made the ikka for Shabbos. You don't have it for during the week. You need it on Shabbos. You have a question of the sakana, so you need a grab. So you have to turn on. You want to save this in the right time. So use a grab. So the ikka thing is made for Shabbos. It's used you don't even use this phone during the week because you're wasting time. You use a regular telephone. It's the yuchus for Shabbos. These wagons, for Shabbos and Yantik, these
motorized
wheelchairs. These wheelchairs that are around the grammar. They go on electricity, but you work as a grammar. You can make the Shabbos and Yantik. So if something's made, you can make Shabbos and Yantik, then they hold that it's also even as a grammar.
Now you sell a car.
However,
for every day of the week.
However, if it's the ikka's made, to mishtamish, the way it is, just has an extra feature on it. A grammar, you have a regular gas stove. It's made to use all week, 24 hours a day, Shabbos, Yontif, weekdays and so on. It's made regular to use for regular. But it's just once in a while, it's sometimes you want to change it a little bit. You want it to go on Yontif, you want it to go on to get a little hotter, get a little lower. It's too hot, too low, you want to make it higher and lower. So the easiest thing is made, or the time clocks. Sometimes you set it before Shabbos and you leave it that way. Sometimes you see it's not going to work. 1 second. You see it's not working out the way you want it. So you want to move it, build back and forth. But the Ikka time clock is made to set before Shabbos and Yantav and leave it that way for the whole Shabbos and Yantav. That's how most people are like that. So let me finish. So therefore, that's the fifth. So therefore, by the using a time clock, think it's made, it should be on before Shabbos. It's made to keep lights on. To move it on Shabbos, you have to use it only in case you need it, so you'll move it. But let me finish. So it's a death cloud, you don't move it. The ink is made to keep the lights on the way you want it on Shabbos Yantav, but you set it all before Yantav, on Shabbos. So therefore, that's a chilek, you could say, between the regular, the Chaim Reza asks, and what the Shlomo Zalman asks, and the Mechishleima, that he asks you now to move it, the Chlal on Shabbos and Yantav, that would talk of the answer in these cases. Like the gramophone, the telephone. Now, Shaykh, let me finish. However, so therefore comes out, Moshe our ovens, that you have on the Shabbos mode on it. The ink is made to Mishtamish. For Stamazoi, just you have an extra feature, Shalom Yantav, L'chaya, it should be Mutter, there's no Issa of Grammar. So L'chaya should be Mutter, but the problem of Grammar should not be a problem. In other words, there's a Tshuva, and Yeshurun brings down a Tshuva from Shlomo Miller, and he comes out also because of Grammar. I think that on that part, Rabbi Moshe Haim is 100% right. However, it's also for different reasons. Before then, what do you want to say?
According to what you're saying, that there's something that makes Shabbos worse,
yeah.
Which means there's a time clock for Shabbos for the light is worse.
No.
But it's not made for Shabbos.
No,
we don't
have to
do it during the weekday.
You
use it only on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you only use it for Shabbos.
Wait, secondly.
Second for Shabbos.
These people that
want
to be machmir put on their refrigerators these time clocks that they shouldn't have the problem of.
Kotcha Moshe can't do it.
So,
yeah, but Moshe
had one in his house.
I don't think so.
That's only if it's not bekvias. But Louis of bekvias, you always have to be machmir. For instance, he says, let's say, for instance, you have a gas stove. You have a flame on and a gas stove. You don't want the flame. So you're allowed to cook the water on a, take water in a pot, let it cook in the pot, and let the water overflow. And water overflows will put out the flame. So he says, that you're allowed to do. You know, it's a grand kibbutz. You shouldn't do it on Yontif. You shouldn't do it on why? Because the whole Shatzin is that's Mako. Even though Shatzin is Mako, but there are many Achrenim hold the Shechon Acharav, like you mentioned, Chayodam, Kitishchonot, and all the Dami is only Mokam Seder. So Mela, to do it, be cleared, you're not allowed to. So that's what he's Machadish, even if your ground keeper is Mutan Yontif, but it's not the kriyas, it's only the derech haroi. However, these ovens, the near deity, should be achat two reasons. One reason is, two reasons. One reason, it's not in the cold grammar. It's not in the cold grammar. Because on Yantif, as soon as you press the button, what do you do on Yantif? You press the button, and then 20 seconds or 30 seconds from now, it goes on. You're doing a maisa now, that's not cold grammar. That's still like a maisa grammar, the watch a time clock. Is you press the time clock and nothing happens now. When it comes to that time, it goes on and off. Mashiach, hey, you're doing a maestro right now, on right now, this minute. Just it sets off 20 seconds now, it's going to go on. That's not called grammar. You're doing a maestro now, that should happen later. That's not called grammar. And even you don't see it, Posh is not called grammar.
And if the stove would go on.
And
the
point, one second, let me just finish. However,
you activated it now.
Even though it doesn't have 20 seconds, that's not called grammar. It's called a mice to be dying. And so, in case of time clock, the stove, nothing happens now.
Activated before Shabbos.
Even on Shabbos. But nothing happens now. He didn't do something. Something happens now. The course 20 seconds now happens. It's like you're doing a mice to now. The course, sir. Let me finish.
I said, if I turn the dial on the time, it's something to happen now. I made now.
No, it doesn't.
Now that's going on 2 hours earlier.
No, you just caught me. When it comes to this quick, it's going to go on then. So, it's not called grammar. Secondly, according to Moshe Chuvas, you mentioned, they hope that on Simen Tzadik Aleph, you know, Chedal, Simen Tzadik Aleph, hey, when you're there, Chedal Gimel, Simen Zayin, the Dal says you shouldn't use a time clock on Shabbos Yom, because Mamsha might be dying. So, according to Moshe, it's closer to use it. The same thing happened with Yashiv also mentioned before. So to do anything on Shabbos itself to cause later, you're not allowed to. So according to even time clock, the course can just also they hold the saucer. And according to the other Moshe Shuvin is the Masana, that he holds that the Chalitz and the Nichlan Amil Hakam, then for sure the Chal you're not allowed to use it. So Chalitz, so the nearest deity that a person can use these ovens, it's good to use it. The best part of it has like override that you don't have to worry about, because normally most ovens today, you know, if you have it on for 12 hours, it's an automatic shut off. Shuts off automatically. So what the mile is, he's override that you don't have to, it doesn't shut off automatically, because the rest of the day it's good being on. So you have no problem there. But on Shabbat, on Yantav itself, to use, to press these buttons, that should go on and to change later the amount of what the how high should be, how low should be, that you're not allowed to do on Yantav.
You have two reasons? Two reasons.
One reason I said is because the mice is not Gromit, it's a mice in the eye. And secondly, the contrary of Moshe Chuvas. Then you're not allowed. Moshe Chuvas, you have to sell, but this reason, then for sure, it should be
allowed. What about the ovens?
What?
What about the ovens that you said? that, you know, it should go off
before Shabbos.
If you set it before Shabbos, no problem.
It's like a regular
time clock, it's no problem.
It's
just controversial, that's the problem then.
But it makes a difference if
the
time clock was set for the guys to walk to do the same thing.
What?
If the whole week it's set to do the same thing, not just Shabbos.
Doesn't make a difference.
How about for the whole year?
Doesn't make a difference.